it's a very good point. More than one century ago, we recognized the need to create a new entity, which is a legal entity, and nobody is challenging that today. For us, it's obvious today. But when you think about it, have you seen an entity? You know, it's a legal fiction. It's a brand. We see the brand of the corporation, but we don't see the corporation as such. And behind the corporation, you have shareholders, you have workers, you have directors. And then we decided to tax, and it took a while, we decided to tax the corporation as such, and this became the profit tax. And of course, when you start to do that, you need to think, okay, but if I levy the profit tax, I should not tax twice this profit, which then will be distributed to the shareholder or paid as a salary to the worker. And we come into this very thick literature about who is bearing the cost anyway. So now if you start to do that with robots, we should also think about this issue. If you start to levy, and again, this would be, in my perspective, the second stage. And the first stage is just to tax the use of robots, which is different. The first stage, if you tax the use of robots as a sort of imputed salary, then it taxes the corporation. So it would fit into, let's say, the corporation profit tax. But if you go to the second stage, it's become quite interesting because we would need, of course, to think in the same way, to say, okay, but now we levy a tax at the level of the robot, which becomes a new entity. And of course, we should think about the global system and not create new double taxation, multiple taxation. And I'm not talking about the transfer pricing issue when you start to, favor a robot, pay him too much or less. And who knows, maybe the robots, they all go to Monaco. It's a joke at the end.